Radio. This is WHIRM in Gaylord. Anybody on up north this morning? I guess not. WHIRM mobile back to the home frequency. This is WHIRM in Gaylord. Anybody on up north?
WD8DX, listening 14714. Good morning. KI7QMD, WD8DX, I hear you. I got a lot of distortion, though. I'm not sure if that's part of the network or if it's on your end.
We're going to the South Farms Cafe for breakfast. Should be on the 1-9 pretty good. Maybe not.
I cleared up about halfway through, and now you sound perfect, so. Oh, shoot. But, yeah, we're just sitting here in the radio room. Just upgraded one computer to Windows 11. I'm working on computer number 2, and I think I've got 2, maybe 3 more to do.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I just specced out a supercomputer laptop loaded with RAM and video card and everything else so I can do CAD work. The computer I got turns into a slug when I try to draw prints and stuff with it. So I got my IT guy working on a new one.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Well, I got a tough book here, one of the CF-54s that the department decided to retire, so I went and put it on Windows 10, and it worked really well, and now I've upgraded it to Windows 11, and it seems to be doing just fine. My GTAC tablet that I use in the company's truck all the time, they say we're updating it right now as we speak, so if that goes well, then my home computer goes next. Then I've got 2 other spares that are sitting here. So my daughter had a computer, an old Lenovo, and she broke the screen on it. Well, I've got an external screen that I can hook up to it, and that allows me to get that up and running. So I may end up replacing the screen, or I may just end up using it as is, but it's got Windows 10 on it now.
I like those tough books. Is it a spinner or a solid state hard drive?
You know, I'm really not sure. I don't hear it spinning, but I really don't know.
We did a bunch of upgrades a couple years back. We learned that we could really speed up a lot of the computers we had just by putting in solid-state hard drives instead of conventional hard drives. So if you ever get a computer you really like and it's running slow, if it has a regular hard drive, I would seriously consider getting a solid-state drive for it, man. It makes a big difference.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I've got my GTAC is solid state. The my home computer is solid state. I just don't know if this one is. It's a 460 gig hard drive, 500 gig hard drive. But it doesn't really say. I'm looking to see if there's some way to tell from going through the specs, but. Yep, I don't see anything here that jumps out at me.
I like those tough books just because they have ports everywhere, all kinds of ports and connections, and that's the fun part about those things. If you're using them for service, they're really, really nice machines to have.
Well, my thought is to make it into my my Go Rig. It's got a place for 2 batteries. I may end up having to replace the battery that's in it, but it does have place for 2 batteries. So if I set it up for digital, it's got a serial port, so I can plug it into that kind of thing, or the USB and for USB sound card. So if I can get that to take off, then it's just a matter of, well, at that point, I really don't need much.
Sounds like a fun project for a snowy day. Well, we're getting close to the restaurant, so I am gonna let you go, because I gotta pay attention now. So, you have a fun rest of the day. Maybe I'll chat with you later. I'll be in the garage working on the boat. I'll kick my radio on out there. 73's KI7 QMD Mobile.
Yep, I'm watching you there on APRS over there by East Jordan, so enjoy your breakfast, and we'll probably be in the radio room most of the day, so tinkering with one thing or another. So, talk to you later, 73 WDATX, listening, 1-4. WDATX, listening, 1-4.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff. Help Charlie 8, help the call.
Well, good morning, Jim. How's life up on the hill? Kind of nice to be able to chit-chat with you on a Saturday morning.
You know, a question for you. On upgrading to Windows 11, how long has it taken those PCs to do it? Is it overnight, or you know, sit there for 2-3 hours? Or I don't know, how long does it take?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I'm really not sure, because I started and then I go on to other little projects and tinkering here and there, so I'm not really paying real close attention. But to give you an idea, I got home last night at, about 5 o'clock or so. And from the time I downloaded the software, created a USB stick, and installed it, I was still done by like 9 o'clock. And I also had dinner and other things in the meantime. So, it really, I don't think, takes very long. My one computer's been here for about half hour, 45 minutes, and I'm over halfway done on the computer I'm working on this morning.
Oh, that's not too trouble. Yeah, okay. I've got, three left. Well, depends on how many of the Windows based. I've got these fanless Windows-based computers. They're not as powerful as the one you bought a couple of years ago. They're pretty underpowered, but I figured I might as well try them.
Well, the one thing I found, and I had to do with mine, is because of the age of my computers, they're missing some. And I want to say it's an IC. It's a security thing. And Windows 11 will not allow you to directly install it. But with help from a friend, there's a software called Rufus. And if you take the ISO, Windows 11 ISO, and use Rufus to actually create a USB stick, it allows you to bypass the hiccup that you run into because of that security option. And at that point, it allows you to put Windows 11 onto computers that don't normally take it.
Okay, sure. I use Rufus a lot for, like you said, imaging. I do a lot with my imaging of my, what do you call those? Chips for the Raspberry Pi and things like that. They're not actually USB sticks. SD card.
Yep, know exactly what you're talking about. And, yep, that's it. So, but, yeah, I had to do that to be able to install it because the computer I worked on last night, my GTAC tablet does not have the security stuff that it wants. So I'm doing that one right now, and once that's done, I'm probably going to move over to my home computer and switch that over to Windows 11. I'm doing the GTAC right now because I want to see how well the software transfers. As far as I know, it's just supposed to move, change up the operating software. It should not change anything else. But I'm always kind of extra precautious. I don't want to lose certain information and I haven't backed up my main computer in a while, so that's partially my fault.
Yeah, I know. That's a utility that Microsoft puts out that checks your system. And I know on the one desktop I need to upgrade, it meets all the requirements of that chip and that security setting and BIOS and all that kind of stuff. The only thing is that the microprocessor is, quote, not powerful enough. I mean, it's a either 3-core or 5-core processor not, quote, supported. And what Microsoft says is you can install it, but they don't warranty it they don't provide you any support for it.
Yep, and I've got that warning on both of my computers that I've installed so far, is that, you know, you can install it, but if you have an issue, don't call us. So, and, you know, part of me understands, because there's a lot of people out there as well, you know, you almost got to cover your butt no matter which way you look at it. No, my software's not designed for you to slide off the roof with, but if you decide to do it, do it, but don't come to us, you know. Anyway, it keeps life interesting. But yeah, that's basically what I'm doing today, is doing these couple computers, and once those are done, I'm probably going to do a little PSK, probably some FT8, maybe some FT4, and just kind of hang around the house. Maybe go watch some TV with the wife. Spend some time with her today, too.
Hey, look, give me the final reports on a couple of those. Because I definitely want to see my one desktop. And it's kind of enough hard drive space. That was the limitation I had on a lot of my smaller computers that only had 64, 128 gig hard drive. It just wasn't enough hard drive space to do the, quote, upgrade. You could wipe it and do it, but you couldn't do the upgrade. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yes, sir. It makes all the sense in the world. Mine, the one laptop, the Panasonic, that's got a 500 gig hard drive. The GTAC's got a terabyte. The computer, the little industrial computer I've got, it's got a terabyte in it. So, I've got two others here. I really haven't played much with those. The one is my daughter's old computer. I'm probably going to just do a complete wipe and not save anything on it. The other computer I've got is the other one you gave me, and I haven't done much with it, so I'm going to fire it up today, maybe get it upgraded and up to date.
Okay, well, if you're in a problem, clearly the one you want to wipe and start over with, if you need a Windows 11 install key, I've got a source that you can buy the key for, I think it's $11.25 is what the cost of a Windows 11 Pro version, which is how you want. $11, that's not bad. They do it, you just email it to PayPal or whatever, and wham, bam, you get the key.
All right, appreciate that. I should be good because all these computers that I've got are legitimate Windows 10. So as long as I just do an upgrade, when you actually install the Windows 11, it asks you if you want to upgrade or wipe out and clean it up. I'll probably just upgrade the Windows, but I will not tell it not to save any of the software, that kind of stuff. So it basically will clean it that way, so I don't have to worry about trying to chase anything.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, and I should probably definitely do it to my one primary desktop here. I mean, it's only a 4 or 5 year old desktop. Like I said, the chip is, quote, not supported, but it meets all the other requirements. It'll probably go okay. I know it'll mess up this desktop icon, you know, when it rebuilds the desktop. But other than that, it's fixed. Everything's good transfer.
Yeah, that's basically where I'm at. I think everything will be just fine. It's just got to do it. So, like I say, that's why I'm doing the GTAC first, just to, because if there is any issues with that one, I'm not too concerned with. I can reinstall everything on that and not be a big deal. But the home computer is a little more touchy, but I think it's going to be fine. So, like I say, we're just going to run it through and check and see how everything works. And it's up to 85% complete. So, granted, it's got to go through a couple more stages after it does the install, but we're doing pretty good here, so.
Lots of different repeater IDs here in this system. Alpha Charlie Echo, so, right. Okay, well, hey, enjoy, and as Rick said, it's a good thing to do on kind of a lazy Saturday, so sounds like a plan. Hey, we'll listen for you later today, and see what kind of hair pulling you end up with trying to get things like mouse drivers working. That was the only other problem I had. I had these mouse drivers that used to tell me like the battery level and the mouse and things like that. And those didn't work when I upgraded. You live and you learn. Hey, see you, DG. Hey, 7G. Have a good day.
Hey there, Mr. Jim. I shouldn't have to worry about that because I don't use any wireless mice, but my touch screen still works, so that's half the battle right there. So. Talk to you later, Mr. Jim, and like I say, we'll be here, WDADX. ACADG, ACADG, WDADX on 14714.
Howdy, sir. ACADG. Just making my Rufus file.
Yeah, well, I figured I'd let you know that Computer 2 is done and Computer 3. I just finished it and made my first contact on FT8 to confirm all my software is working as it should, and the APRS is back up. And so there you go. There's your update.
Ah, very cool. Yeah, I think I'm going to try and do it to my primary desktop computer. It's going to be kind of a scary event. But, you know, I went to Rufus, and you had these check boxes. You could disable all the BitLocker stuff and all the Microsoft garbage that asked you all those questions on install. So I think it's going to be a clean, what they call a full upgrade. I don't really know.
Oh, those are what causes the problems to begin with. Those are the ones that give you the, I'm sorry, we can't install it on your computer because you're missing these things. That's what those are. You're still, when you do the install, it still will come up and say, oh, you shouldn't do this. If you do it, it's all on you, and all you do is just click, yep, I know, and go on through, and it installs and works great, so. There you go.
Okay, well, it's burning a USB drive right now. It's taking a while. It's taking about 15 minutes or so to burn it. I don't know. I got a slow USB drive thing. But I'm going to try it. I may be regretting it, but oh well.
You're pretty smart with that stuff. I think you'll be just fine, so. Anyway, like I said, I just wanted to give you an update. I think it's time for me to go get some breakfast slash brunch or whatever. So we will talk to you later, and we'll probably be back in here in a little bit. So WDADX.
All right. Before you go, the final question was, do you think all the apps, you didn't have to do reinstall apps. Is that correct?
That's correct. I just had to do the... it'll actually come up with a couple check boxes. They're already checked. You shouldn't have to do anything. But they ask you if you want to keep your information, if you want to keep your apps and you just leave them checked. It says yes, and it's in and going. So.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do a little bit of research because I have a couple of different user accounts on my existing machine. So I've got one that's got the Microsoft account and the other ones that are just like admin accounts that don't have any passwords and don't have any, well, you understand. So, okay, well, very good. We'll go get some breakfast and or brunch or whatever you want to call it. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Appreciate the update.
Sounds good. Talk to you later. 73, WDATX.
KI7QMD, the wait any longer, it's going to be brunch fest. Hey, hi. KI7QMD, back to listening.
About it up north there. ARRN down here in Gaylord listening.
Well, hey, old man, WDATX. Over here.
D8DX, talk about a voice from the past. How have you been?
Oh, two steps forward, three steps back. You know how that goes. I'm just sitting here playing on the computer, eating some breakfast, and listening to a book on audio. How about you? What are you up to?
I am sitting here watching my patio window and regretting that I procrastinated because I already added up how much money I could have grossed this car and myself. And so with my luck, I'm going to go do it in June or July, ready for next winter. With my luck, it won't snow next year.
Yeah, we don't have that much snow over here. I mean, I can still see the grass poking up through it in the backyard here, but you know how it is. You guys are more in the snow belt than what we are over here.
Yeah, somebody said we've already surpassed inches this year so far. So who knows, maybe we'll get our normal allotment this winter. I mean, we're really only about 2 feet cold right now.
Oh, understood. What repeat are you going through? I'm assuming maybe Sheboygan?
Yeah, it's the Sheboygan repeater.
Okay, very good. There's a bunch of repeaters on the system, and mine is here in Lake Leland, and that's the one I'm on.
Yeah, I find this repeater has a much better footprint than the one here in Gaylord, so I'm going to call just to see if anybody's around.
Yeah, understood. Yeah, I don't get on it a lot, but it's one of those weekends where it's cold outside. I don't feel like doing much outside. I had some computer work to do, and I got the three main ones are done. I've got two more to do if I tinker with them, but we'll see. My desk looks kind of interesting right now, but
battery to put in to my pickup truck, and I'm going to start an HF here in about a month or so when it warms up a little bit. I got too much noise in my apartment. I can't an HF. Got almost a 20S unit noise level all around here. Too much junk.
I understand that. It's not much different here in my place. I got a real high noise floor here, too. I'm out in the middle of nowhere, but there's got to be a power line issue or maybe one of my neighbors. Who's to say? And I got the hiccups. I got to fix that. So.
Well, I hope you had a good Christmas. I wish you a good New Year, too.
Yeah, it was pretty uneventful. Kind of weird being in the middle of the week the way it was. I really didn't get much time off for it. Work Monday, have a half day on Tuesday and Wednesday off, and then work back to work Thursday and Friday. So 2 weeks in a row has really kind of screwed up the schedule.
What, are you still installing for the state or something?
I work for the same company I used to, Telluride over here, doing the radios and police cars and 911 centers and tower sites. Friday I was working on fire trucks. The day before I was working down at a plant down in Manistee. So a little bit of everything. It makes it nice. You're not doing the same thing every day.
Sounds like you fell into a pretty good deal back then.
Doing what I love. You know, you never work a day in your life. You know the story. So, I really enjoyed working over here, and everything seems to be going fairly well. So, you know, just one day at a time, make it through and get the cars out, get the hearse out in the spring and do some car shows. I actually have I don't know if you knew, but I got an old police car that I've got all done up now. So I've got a first and last responder. Hi.
Jeff. I'm glad your life is treating you. I'm just thankful to be alive myself. Anyway, young man, I will let you go now. I hope you have a good New Year and hope I catch you again on a two-way sometime. I'll definitely probably catch you on HF once I get that going again. I figure I'll drive up to the college about 3 days a week and play HF for a couple hours, 3 nights a week. Try to take care of the itch a little bit. I put the T480 in the pickup truck, got it all wired and hooked up. I got my overpass buster, a 6.5 dB gain diamond, and boy, that son of a gun does a good job. I mean, this meter right here buries the meter. And people got right here on the wall of my apartment gets 5 dBs out of it. So, job for me. I'm really happy with my 2-meter rig. This 2-meter rig is really my favorite other than the one you got out of me.
Yeah, understood. Question for you. Your last 4-year number is 7734 still. I was going to send you a couple pictures you might get a kick out of.
Sure. Send them whenever you can. Keep when you think about it and take it, my best to your family, and you have a good one, okay, buddy? I'll catch you again. W8R, I'm going to QSY back down to my home repeater.
All right. Have a good one, Roger. WDADX.
KI7QMD listing on Northern Michigan Link System. WAPPC.
YZW. I am on site and have picked up, and we are heading home.
That sounds pretty well. I hear them. Okay, I'll see you when you get here, KD8YZW out.
KD8YZW out.
Hello, WA. RPM. Sure is quiet out here. WARPM.
This is W8. M and Gaylord, anybody on up north?
8RRB in Roger City.
This is Roger down here in Gaylord. How's your weather over there, buddy?
It's breezy.
name here is Greg. Not much snow on the ground, probably about an inch, but been blowing quite heavily. Lake effect is hit and miss, obviously.
Hey, Greg, I'd say we got between 5 inches. It stopped 2 hours ago. I don't know if it's going to snow anymore tonight or not. I'm in Gaylord itself.
Looking at the radar right now, and the banding is still prevalent. And, yeah, Lake Michigan is giving up its humidity.
Well, by me, the more the merrier. I love the snow, okay?
Born and raised in northern lower, or northern upper Michigan, so, yeah, I understand. K8RRD.
W8RRM. I don't think we're supposed to get any more tonight. Maybe about an inch overnight, I think they were saying. That was about it on the Gaylord Weather Service, okay?
Yeah. Looking at weather reports, yeah, I don't think we're going to be getting much more of anything. At least over here on my side, I know that you're in that snowbelt range, but the winds are going to stay up in the up in the teens and gusting up to 30 for the evening for me out of the west-northwest. So, yeah, you guys are still up port over there.
Yeah, the local radar is showing snow squalls, but they're right now, and they're not too heavy right now either, okay?
Yep. K8RRD.
Okie dokie, K8RRD. Greg, I'll catch you sometime. Thanks for the comeback. You're sounding good down here in Gaylord. You take care. This is W8RRM going to go back to the home frequency. Thank you, sir.
Welcome. Just running off of homemade J-Pole from Roger City up to Sheboygan, so it seems to be doing all right. Anyway, K8RRD is clear.